Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Ben sent me a few clips. Now, I don't know if this is the same thing that Corey sent me. What say you, Ben Glaze? What's happening there? I'll check it out. Probably the same thing. Right?
Are you wearing a cheerleading costume right now?
Free.
What? Are you wearing a cheerleading costume right now?
That is so fucked up. God damn, man. Knock it off. You sick bastard.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I know you're 17 now, but eventually 18 and you're going to get older. The show's going to be on for years. I need you to stop pushing bones back through your flesh because that doesn't go along with sex symbol status.
17-year-old girl? Fuck. Dude.
It's good. Do I get free beer and hot wings?
You sure do. Anything for you.
So disgusting. Beyond flirty. Rebecca says it gets worse the more I hear it. Runner girl Amy says, Mr. Amy and I have RSVP'd, but I will probably RSVP again because Zane will have lost the original list. Corey says that's a high school senior he is saying that to. Amy plus one. Chris D plus one. I think Linda said it's too late for her. That's embarrassing. Come on now. All right. I'm going to take a quick break and come back. Rebecca plus Jeremy. They're going to be there. You know, they're a couple now. In case you missed it yesterday. That makes me so happy. I was talking with Diana about that because, you know, I've been filling in her on the status of Jeremy as he's, you know, navigated his way through this, all this weight loss. As he's, will be less than 225 very soon. Started out at plus 335. And now him and Rebecca have hit it off. And I think they're actually, they may be, this is speculative on my part. There may have been some gravy production between these two not long ago. They got together over the past weekend. And based on the information that I was given, I think we can all safely assume that there may have been some gravy production. And I said to Pooh Bear, I go, hey, and I gave her all the background of this. So this is kind of like our own little romantic reality show, but in real life. Well, I guess a reality show is in real life. This is our own romantic reality show. I love this so much. I like romance. like romance films. Megan plus one. Brian is going to be there. That's eight of you already, plus myself. Pooh Bear. My God. Already got you down, Chris. Okay, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hold on. I got to get my Jimmy music. Since I got out of that and had to play the clips of Free Beer being disgusting. That's loud. Oh, rest in peace to your ears. My bad. Bob says, you might be right. What's the nose's age? The cheerleader Hayden Panettiere is 35 now. Okay, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Okay. I think the big issue with Free Beer and that and those clips is he wasn't joking when he asked those questions. Like, he legitimately thought that that was a good thing to ask a child about who are you having sex with? And referring to a little girl, well, not little girl, a child as an underage girl as a sex symbol. At that point, Greg in his mid to late 30s when he asked that kid those questions. That's fucking sick. You know, I don't think he was quite that old. He was probably, because let's see, I was 34 when we started here in Grand Rapids. I'm guessing that interview happened in 05, 06 at best. And he's a couple years younger than me, so probably 32-ish. You know, I threw out a statistic yesterday that actually made me wince a little, and I had figured it out ahead of time. I didn't just come up with it on the fly. That as soon as July 7th hits, I'm closer to 60 than I am 50. Because you're 55 in 1 second. 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. Every second that passes, I'm closer to 60 than I am 50. That is ridiculous. God damn it. I think one of the things, though, I don't really get wound up about that because of the silliness of who I am. You won't find many people that are my age as ridiculous as I am. And I don't think that that's going to change. I think I'm always going to be a buffoon in a good way the more I age. By the way, I had a ridiculous conversation with my son Jim the other day when we were getting that couch I was telling you about. So he brought something up because he had seen that I made a post some time ago during the basketball season. I told a story about the guy who, when I was at the scorer's table, he was shit-faced. And he got past security and comes walking up to me and he starts tickling me. And he was he speaks Spanish. He was Latino. And he said, if I tickle you, will you laugh on the microphone? And he's touching me and tickling me. And I go, no. And he's known as the tickler. So I told that story. And then the next day I had follow-up to it. And when I titled it, I wrote, follow-up on EZ getting molested at the basketball game. And that had stuck in Jim's brain when we're driving back with the couch. And he goes, hey, can you tell me that story about when you got molested at the basketball game? Now, when he said that, I didn't hear at the basketball game. Well, first I didn't, but then it dawned on me that he asked at the basketball game. As soon as I heard, tell me the story about when you got molested, I thought he was actually asking me about the story about when I actually got molested, which I actually did get molested when I was about 8. And for those of you who don't know, I was at summer camp, and some guy grabbed my dick. Long story short, I'll probably tell more of it in a second. I don't want to blue ball anybody. and so Jim goes at the basketball game. And I go, oh, yeah, when I got molested? No, it wasn't at a basketball game. It was at summer camp. And I answered him, but I didn't say it like to be funny. But it hit him right between the eyes, and he had this type of uncomfortable, hysterical, nonstop, wheezing laughter. And because he was like, oh, my God, what? This is so fucked up. But he was laughing at the same time. I can tell you, Jim's 30. I have never seen Jim in 30 years laugh so goddamn hard. He was going, he's doing all that. It was just dying because I just blurted that out. And he goes, I don't know this. What? Because he had no idea. He didn't know. I had never said to Jim, hey, guess what? I got molested when I was 8. I'd never like cornered him and told him about that. Why would I? So this goes on where he's laughing for extended time, where it was such a laugh that fucked him up. Like for 5 minutes. So he feels like he just ran a marathon. And so he's trying to recover. And Madison comes walking out of the house. And he goes, hey, did Dad ever tell you he got molested? And she goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I knew that. He told me that. It made me cry. And Jim's like, oh, my God. He could not believe it. He had never heard that. And he didn't expect it. He thought that I thought he was talking about when I actually got molested. And he was going off of when I just used that anecdotally, hyperbole, that I didn't. What I don't know what the difference is between anecdotally and hyperbole. But anyway, that's what I was doing. And it was fucking ridiculous. Now, I realize that this is kind of a you just had to be there. But I can tell you that I've never seen him so affected by laughter and disgust at the same time, all at one time. Was great. Which, by the way, that might have been, if I had played my cards right, I could have gotten a lot of money out of that deal. I am kicking myself because the molestation was like step one or two of five. And it ended there. Story goes, worth repeating, at the summer camp, Camp Ozanam, Catholic camp. So there's that. You tie a sock onto your bunk if you are the type of person who has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night in case you might wet the bed. They don't want the kid feeling bad if a kid wets the bed. So they would get up and actually preemptively wake up certain kids to see if they need to go. If they tie a sock, and they have to go to the Murphy, as we called it for some reason. I don't know why they called it a Murphy at that camp, but they did, the bathroom. And so I didn't, because I didn't have that issue. But here this guy, Chris, is waking me up. He goes, come on, time to go to the bathroom. I go, I don't have to go. Yeah, you do. So I'm standing there, and I'm my ding-dong is out, but I'm not going because I didn't have to go. And then he sneaks up behind me. He reaches around me and grabs my ding-dong. And he's holding my penis, and he's shaking it up and down. Okay? And he goes, come on, finish up. And then he puts it back in my pants and in my underwear, and I went and got into bed. And then that was it. So then I told my brother, who was also at the camp. He's 4 years older than me. And then we got back from the camp, and we told my mother, and my mother took us to our priest, and we told the priest, that's what you did back then. Okay, now what we should have done is told the cops, because I never heard another word about this thing. You know, and I think that there might have been, I mean, who knows what happened? Was it swept under the rug? Was there a cover up? I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that I was molested. Now, this is what where I think I fucked up. There was one comment about you were probably already outside of the statute of limitations. I mean, let's say I'm 17 or 16 and I'm like, hey, whatever happened with that? And then I like went to the cops. I don't know. I mean, it was a different time. Nowadays, I think you can report stuff like way after the fact. The only thing I'm going on here is I think I lost out on some money. I could have sued a lot of people and wound up with a lot of cheddar. Now, I don't know if this guy went on. I mean, raise your hand if you think that this guy went on to actually molest somebody else. I think he did. If I would have done the right thing, I mean, I was very young at the time, I thought that I thought that after I told the priest that that's all I had to do, and then I didn't think about it again until years, decades later when it came up on the radio and I accidentally blurted it out and everybody was like, Jesus, you were molested. I was like, I was? Huh? I didn't think I was. I didn't feel like I was molested, and I didn't. But I truly was molested. I mean, it's the letter of the law. Like, if you look up molest, are you right? Hey, some guy I didn't know grabbed my cock. It's definitely going to be molestation involved. Had I been able to say anything, or if I thought about it, instead of just ignoring that or tamping it down and pretending it didn't happen, I could have probably have saved the kid from getting a finger up his asshole. Everybody seems to agree that Chris Pawson, that was his name, and I've looked it up. I don't know. He's probably dead. He was probably 25 at the time. So that'd be about 17 years older than me right now. Well, at any time. 64. So he would be in his 70s. Ben Glaze writes, he touched you. Your mom took you to a priest, and the priest touched you. What a good couple of days, LOL. Yeah, Ben's like, hey, that was all in a day's work for me. Ben's the guy who was teaching neighborhood kids how to beat off. Of course he's going to say that. Still love that story. Ben helped a kid learn how to pound his pud. Like, actually said, no, you're doing it wrong. Do this to your joint. Ben, when you were doing that, and I always have new questions every time that comes up, was the kid going, oh, or was he just sitting there like straight face? I mean, could you tell that it was happening? Were you like, yeah, this is what you do. Isn't that great? I forgot your age. What were you, like 5 or 6? What was your age when that happened? He says, no, just straight face. Not sexual at all. As far as you know. I forget. He says probably 8 years old when that happened. That's called discovering yourself. You were an early riser, you know. I was a late bloomer. You know, I think 10 or 11 when I first was able to get a little bit of goo to come out. That was a shock. Bob says this all explains Mr. Pop Pop. Those that were touched tend to continue the cycle. You horrible scumbag. All right, I'm going to kick you folks out that are on Facebook and YouTube. Pretty much I've done the whole show on here, but what the hell. We need to get into this story. There's a sign at a strip club in Michigan here in Michigan that is drawing some attention. Don't know where this is at. Don't have time to look it up. Doesn't matter. I just discovered the story. Some are calling the sign sickening and disgusting, while others think the sign is a genius marketing tactic to attract more customers. Take a closer look at the sign and decide for yourselves. Strip club, showgirls. I don't know where this is at. It's a grainy picture. The arrow is pointing at the part of the sign that you can change. Like you can change the lettering. It says open Monday to Saturday, whatever. And then below it, this is what's drawing the controversy. It says, oh, you can't see it. God damn it. You should have been able to see it. That stinks. Hang on. Let me see if I can make this happen. That's an unfortunate thing. I don't know why you can't see it. I might be able to make it happen. Hang on. There's that, that. That. Hold on a second. I'm fucking shit up. Okay, I'm getting close, I swear. There you go. Below where it says the hours, it says now hiring class of 25. So some are calling it sickening and disgusting. Like if you have the mindset of like free beer and those questions that he was asking Hayden Panettiere, then this would not be disgusting or sickening. Now, if you are in the class of 2025 and you are of age, you would be able to walk in and say, hey, are you hiring? I'm guessing you have to be a certain age to work at a strip club. I am guessing a minimum of 18. Now, you wouldn't catch me setting foot in a strip club. That makes me feel terrible. I can't do it, you know. The only strip club I would go into is if it was all old women, like my age. That is the only strip club that I would ever go in. And I think that might be a thing somewhere. Maybe they have it at the strip club one night a week or one night a month or one night a year. All gilfs. But that's, you know, that's my wheelhouse. By the way, there's this lady at Costco, who has this silver hair, and that is like my favorite thing on the planet. And she is so pretty, and she's probably 60. Everybody at Costco is attractive. I think that that's part of the game plan when it comes to hiring people. You cannot be a slob. I think the only requirement to work at Costco is to be an attractive person who's not a moron. Like, if you're not a moron, but you don't have any education, it doesn't matter. As long as you look good at Costco, they are trying to appeal to people who can spend tons of cheddar. They want it to be every person who goes into Costco is going to spend like $700 or $800 every single trip. It was so goddamn busy in there the other day. In the back of my head, I'm like, this place is amazing. You got an old hag who's super pretty with silver hair, which I love. All these people are spending tons of dough. I wonder how much money they are going to clear. Not just like the net. I just want the gross. Like how much money is leaving the pockets of consumers at one Costco, my Costco, on any given day, particularly a Saturday or a Sunday. About the Now hiring class of 2025. Ben Glaze says they're legal then. I don't see the problem. Let's see them bombers. I don't think I'm familiar with the lingo there. Let's see them bombers. Is that something people say? Hey, she's got some great bombers. Bob says, I was going to guess that that's what that sign said. This happens all across the country every year. I think when you look at the grand scheme of things, anything that gets you attention is a winner. So the fact that people are bitching about it, that's a hit. I mean, when it comes to publicity, at the end of the day, strip clubs are perfectly legal. Some places have ordinances where you can't have a strip club. Like in Grand Rapids here. I don't know if you know this. In Grand Rapids, you cannot open up a strip club. And I find that to be ridiculous. Like you have to go down to Kalamazoo to Deja Vu for the closest strip club. I mean, we can have drag shows. We can have casinos. We can have everybody's getting high. Everybody's getting drunk. Why in the world? There's porno everywhere. Why in the world do they not have strip clubs? David says there was one downtown around 10 years ago. Yeah, but they couldn't get naked. I think that was a bikini bar. I'm talking about full nude. Parkway Tropics. Again, I think that's bikini. We need, David says it was only topless. Well, that I didn't know. But anyway, there's nothing like that right now. We need full nude. Visible butthole on stage. These people need to make a living. If the creeps who would ask Hayden Panettiere sick questions, they would be there spending their money. I support strip clubs, and I support sex workers. There are people that make a ton of money as sex workers, legitimate sex workers. Borculo Josh says GR laws changed a while ago. Is that right? Strip clubs in Grand Rapids legal? Question mark. Eight years ago, what's the deal with strip clubs here on Reddit? Yep, no strip clubs in Grand Rapids. Nipples violate city ordinances. But that was 8 years ago. Unless that changed. The Sixth Circuit Court upheld a Grand Rapids ordinance prohibiting total nudity in adult businesses and establishing a 6-foot buffer between patrons and exotic dancers. That's back from 08. Parkway Tropics. I don't know, man. FAQ. Do you still have male dancers? How old do you have to be to get in? Are your dancers topless or nude? Unfortunately, neither. We were a topless club up until 06 when the Grand Rapids City Commission voted to make nudity illegal in the city of Grand Rapids. So what this is doing there, that is dispelling, because Stevie was like, yeah, Parkway Tropics. You couldn't be more wrong. You need to stop spreading misinformation. All right. She writes, LOL, sorry. You just want to show everybody your boobies. All right. I want to get into the story about this college baseball coach, Kevin O'Sullivan. And when I saw his name, I was like, why do I know that name? I think he had been involved in some controversy. And then I looked it up, and he absolutely was involved in some controversy a handful of years ago. He is the head baseball coach for the Florida Gators. This all started back in about 2021. Coach Kevin O'Sullivan had an affair with one of the baseball team's bat boys' moms. I remember talking about this, which reportedly set off a chain of events that resulted in three fatalities. In 2021, Kevin O'Sullivan had sex with the bat boy's mom. And then when the husband found out, so he had sex with chick's husband found out about it. The husband then went bonkers, killed their two kids, and then killed himself, killed his two kids, set the house on fire, and killed himself. And then the mom shortly thereafter went and got married to the coach. Okay. Now that's one of the most fucked up things I've ever heard. Now, there is no proof that one led to the other. But, I mean, come on now. How could you not think that that would have caused what it caused? The whole story kind of touches on exactly that. According to reports, the husband had just lost his job and was in the process of divorcing the wife. However, no official report suggested that any of what I said is actually on the record. But that's a catastrophe. I mean, if you're the coach and you have sex with the bad boy's mom, and then the husband of the mom kills two kids, lights the house on fire, and kills himself, you can't then go and get married to her. You gotta, like, hey, this has gotta, I mean, if anything's gonna happen, there's gonna be a little bit of time between anything. We can't, like, have you getting married to me so soon after this catastrophe. There was a moment where I remember there was a couple of fans that showed up at the College World Series and were leaning over the thing calling Kevin O'Sullivan a murderer. And it was real ugly. I remember focusing on that, too. It was a few years back on that story. But that's wild. And I didn't even I sound like Freebird there. I hadn't heard of this guy since then. I mean, who the fuck follows college baseball? Nobody. But now this Kevin O'Sullivan is kind of being talked about again because he was pissed off because they were playing against Coastal Carolina. And the night before, there was a game between two other teams in this tournament that went late. And so it kind of messed up the starting time of the Florida game. Now, no big deal, right? But this Kevin O'Sullivan, he went bonkers and started freaking out on the assistant athletic director for Coastal Carolina. And this is that moment. So O'Sullivan's in the blue. He's screaming at assistant athletic director from Coastal Carolina like he's an umpire. I'm going to mute it. No, I'm not. I love it. Screaming at the guy while Boogie is going on. Giving him the business, screaming at him, pointing the mad finger. right, so that happened. Well, the manager for the other team, Coastal Carolina, after the game, I don't even know who won, doesn't matter. He spoke about this asshole coach, which, by the way, the story about the coach marrying the chick whose husband and kids died says, this is why the Gators are my favorite team. What a fucking asshole. Okay, this is the coach of Coastal Carolina talking about this coach being an asshole. In theory. I swear to God I had it. God damn it.
One last thing I have is I have to say this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but you know, I believe in standing up for what's right and what transpired this morning on our field. Another coach disrespected our associate AD, who works as hard as anybody in our entire program. He disrespected our field crew, who are the salt of the earth. These guys would do anything for our program. It's not okay. And this needs to be brought up.
Okay, now, if this were 1978, well, that's a great freeze frame right there. It would be okay. But this is 2025. You can't, like, get mad at anybody. You gotta, like, if someone gets mad at someone and does what O'Sullivan did, okay, and yells at somebody a little bit, that's trauma. That associate AD is probably going to throw himself off of a bridge if he's under 40. We all know this. People under 40 are pussies. And this guy here, he's under 40. He's a huge pussy too. So you cannot, because everybody's a pussy, you cannot like yell at anybody. That's horrible.
Absolutely disrespectful. As a coach, it's our job to mentor young kids.
There you go.
And the way he treated the two site reps, the way he treated our associate AD,
right,
the way he treated our field crew,
yes,
it's absolutely unacceptable.
Right. He should be fired. This guy's not going to get fired. He married a chick after the husband killed the whole family.
And I'm really that's what I'm most disappointed about.
This guy looks like Bert Kreischer.
This is a national champion coach who thinks he can come in here and try to bully people around.
Okay. Look, we all know that bullying is cool. I'm this close to buying that hoodie that says bring bullying back or bring back bullying. Same thing.
Disappointed. Disappointed somebody that a lot of coaches look up to. For him to act that way, really disappointed. He disrespected a Hall of Fame coach who's the site rep here. That's all I got to say.
Okay. All right. It's a big deal. All right. Where do you stand on this? Tophus writes, fucking whiner. Wah, fuck you, twat. He's a piece of shit and so asshole. Boy, when Tophus gets wound up, he really lets it fly. Molly says, I'm a big old pussy. Man Bun Chris says, LOL, grab that for the social media post about the show after LOL. Megan says, wait, did his team lose? I don't even know if the team lost. He was more upset. I think this team lost, honestly. But he was more upset that the coach of the other team yelled at the associate athletic director for God knows what. I mean, we couldn't hear what he was saying. We don't know exactly what the guy was saying. I never thought I'd say this to a guy who kind of caused kids to get burned to death. But he's probably in the clear, in my opinion. Ben Glay says, I used to frequent Parkway Tropics when I was 18 or 19 and smoke and get dollar lap dances. Ben, you could have gotten a job there. And like, if anybody didn't know how to beat off, you could show them. That coach there from Coastal Carolina getting no love for complaining about the coach of Florida. All right. Before we continue, I'm going to shout out some sponsors. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you no matter where you are in the U.S. Get that mortgage. Get pre-approved today at 231-332-6505. Kuiper Tree Care. If you have trees down, or maybe you want to get rid of a tree, maybe there's a, after you get rid of the tree, you need the stump ground down. They do all that. Tree risk assessment, tree pruning, 3 certified arborists, a great crew waiting for you. You can call or text 616-828-8225 for anything tree related with Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. Trump alluded to the fact, it came up, would you consider offering a pardon to Sean Diddy Combs? That's interesting that it even came up, because that's a great question. Would you ever consider giving Diddy a pardon? Now, hear me out, please. Diddy is right now a pariah. No matter what people say about him, he is guilty in the court of public opinion. But let's not get the tiki torches out and throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have an entrepreneur, an unbelievable businessman, who as of this point in time, we only have visual proof of him beating the shit out of a woman. And that should require a long jail sentence, in my opinion. Because of that alone, that should be the end of Diddy. The rest, I don't know. It's people's word against Diddy's word. He raped me. He trafficked me. At this point in time, all I can say that I know is that he's guilty of assaulting that woman in the hotel by the elevators there. I haven't watched a trial. Don't care to. I'll read a review of it when and if he, well, even if he isn't convicted, I still want to read what happened. If he's convicted, well, so be it. Then you're going away for a long, long time. But Diddy and his lawyers are saying, yeah, he just loves a lot of sex with a lot of different people, okay? A great Friday night for Diddy would be a room full of hot dudes and chicks having an orgy. Now, a lot of people would be down for the orgy. There are people in the audience right now who would be down for the orgy. Now, not me. That's the type of thing that's fun to think about, but when you get down to it, be like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not orgified. I keep it simple here. Mano y mano. Is it mano y mano or mano y womano? I don't know. But it still may very well be that he is convicted of trafficking and rape, and so be it, then. He's going to jail for a long, long time, or prison for the rest of his life. He's pleaded not guilty, as you know. But the idea that someone floated the possibility, hey, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, would you consider pardoning Diddy? Now, if he were to pardon Diddy, he would be pardoning someone who beat the shit out of a chick. You can't pardon somebody who was seen on video beating a woman, beating the hell out of her on a hotel camera. You just can't do it, you know? I think that this might be a new low for Trump if he were to do that. So now 50 Cent said he is going to get involved about this exact thing. He said he would reach out to Trump to offer some insight after he suggested a pardon for Diddy might be on the table when asked about it last week. In a now-deleted Instagram post, 50 said he planned to contact Trump so he knows how I feel about this guy. Trump was asked if he was considering a potential pardon for Diddy if he is found guilty. Here's what he said. I know people have been thinking about it, Trump told the press. I would certainly look at the facts. If I think somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact on me. So Trump is suggesting that if someone's behind bars, whether they're an ally or an enemy, if the facts look dubious about them being incarcerated, he would, in fact, pardon them. Diddy and Trump used to be friends or at the very least acquaintances. There are numerous photos of them together over the years, long before Trump became president. Trump said he believes Combs purposely distanced himself from him since he got into politics. But 50 and Combs have seemingly never gotten along. I never thought that we live in a world where 50 Cent would be talking about speaking to the president to get Diddy a pardon for having a big orgy with people against their will. That's fucking crazy to me. Either way, if he does give Diddy a pardon, I don't know how he could. I mean, if Trump sits down and says, all right, he says, okay, what are the facts? All right, all this shit is hearsay, but there's this when he beats the shit out of this chick in the hotel room. Give him a pardon. I mean, seriously, how could you possibly do that? Folks, Saturday is racing at Berlin. I will be there. You should too. Get your tickets at berlinraceway.com. If you get them before at or by 11:59 Friday night, 11:59 p.m. Friday night, they're $14. A minute after that, price goes up to $18. BerlinRaceway.com. Buy the tickets in advance. Get as many as you can for your friends that are 15 and up, because 15 and under are free. Parking is free. Bring in a cooler 12 by 18 or smaller with all your snacks. Your snack game can be strong, so that'll save you some cash. You can bring in your soft drinks too. Just no glass and no alcohol, please. Berlin Raceway, online at BerlinRaceway.com. I was talking with Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice on the show. He will not be racing this weekend. He's still just getting over his concussion. The doc says he could be able to be back after this week, so I'm looking forward to that. Finally today, Frank Fuss says, if you are in between jobs, or perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or you're in business for yourself, you can get your insurance through the marketplace by heading over to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. That puts you in touch with Frank Fuss, who's going to hold your hand and help you every step of the way in getting your insurance policy, which you could have today if you reach out to Frank and get a hold of him and begin that process. It doesn't cost anything to utilize Frank and his services. He gets paid by insurance companies. He's the best there is, and I appreciate him so much. You can also ask about, a life insurance policy, and you definitely need life insurance. I don't even care if you're living alone. You need life insurance. Start establishing that groundwork by reaching out to Frank today at buyinsurancehere.com. Kid on the way to volleyball practice in Massachusetts gets pulled over by ICE, and he's going to the El Salvador prison. That's the day and age that we live in. Ben Glaze says, what time is Berlin? 6:30. You want in? It's a makeup for us. Kuipers, I'm talking to you. Don't bring your brother. 6:30 p.m. Berlin Raceway, Ben Glaze, EZ, Pooh Bear, Ben's significant other, I don't want to say her name, Kuipers, Sarah Rookrock Roosh. It's a great time at Berlin Raceway. Ben says, if I have no other plans, have to check with the wife. That's a veteran move, a smart man there. Nearly 1 year, Ben Glaze married. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I thank you for being part of the podcast. We now have to name the asshole of the day. I think it's between Crybaby Baseball Coach and Free Beer. For objectifying a child in that disgusting interview. Asking legitimate questions about being a sex symbol to a minor. Yeah, and I got fired for making fun of a guy's pants. Fuck you. You should have been fired for that. All right. That's going to do it for me, as always. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Follow me on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.